Good evening, everyone. Let's begin this evening with some singing. Let's take our hymn books and turn to 460. Let's stand together as we sing, He Leadeth Me. 460. Some of those notes a little bit longer. So I'm going to grant you an extra beat. All right, let's go ahead. Verse number 2. Sometimes it seems a deepest gloom, sometime where he on the third verse.
Service in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for the privilege to be back here in this local assembly, Lord, this meeting house tonight to worship you. We thank you that we can lift our voices in song, Lord. We thank you for your leading us, Lord, your guidance. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for forgiveness of sins, your faithfulness. Thank you for each one that's here tonight, Lord, those that perhaps are watching by way of Zoom or YouTube tonight, Lord. We pray that the service, the music would be a blessing and encouragement. We pray that folks would be drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ through all that's done tonight. We thank you for those that are here, those that are visiting, those that are regulars. We ask that, Lord, again, you be glorified. Help all that we do tonight, Lord, to bring you honor and glory and draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We do want to thank you for allowing us to come. We don't do this very often. So, in fact, I was talking to someone earlier. I think the last time we did this was like 6 years ago, and we have eight children, and so we had eight children and at least two in-laws that were helping us. And so, like, when we go to play the hand chimes, well, this is the first time we've ever done it with just five people. So that's a little bit different. But we're thankful that you're here. We're thankful for the opportunity. I want to especially thank our pianist Michelle Peters. She drove up with us, or she drove separately actually, and she's practiced with us. But what we've done is we put together a group of songs and things that we've done over the last year or so at our church down in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. And our desire tonight is to glorify God, to point all the praise to Him for what He's done, what He offers to us as believers, and His desire for us. We just sang, He leadeth me, and that's our desire, for Him to lead us, for Him to direct our paths. So we're excited to be here. I'm Andy, and my wife, Christine. You can tell which one is the mother. And then our son, Ethan, Kara, and Shelley. These are the youngest three of our eight. Our older four daughters are involved in ministries. Lindsay and Nick planted a church in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and our third daughter and her husband are planning to go to Chile as missionaries, but presently they're helping them in Lawrence, Massachusetts, in that church plant. Our second daughter and her husband planted a church in Philadelphia, and now they're back down in North Carolina. Fourth daughter is her husband's assistant pastor at Kendall Park Baptist Church in Kendall Park, New Jersey. Our son Kyle is actually leading the singing down at our home church tonight, so I can be away. So they're faithful in our church and busy in our church. So we're thankful to be here. I trust that as we sing a song, some of the songs that we're singing should be familiar, the text at least, with a different melody, a different twist on it just a little bit. But I trust that the words of the songs will minister to your heart and that we'll have an opportunity to encourage you as an encouragement to us to have you here tonight. So.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, amazing grace, so vast and yet so free. The Son of God, the righteous one, is crucified for me.
Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.
A precious death that grace appeared, how I first believed. Amazing grace, amazing grace, so vast and yet so free. The Son of God, the righteous one, is crucified for me. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Shining as the sun, we've no less need to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Amazing grace, how vast and yet so free.
do not like change. My kids laugh at me because, especially Ethan, he wants to move the living room around all the time, and I say, I like it the way it is. I don't want to change anything. And so I am not the type that likes changes. And so 4 to 5 years ago, the Lord said, well, I'm going to change some things up for you because I want you to learn through change. So God allowed a lot of situations and things to change in the last 4 to 5 years to teach me and mold me and make me more like himself. I didn't always like it, but I did hopefully learn from it and grew in my walk with God. And praise the Lord that God never changes. He is always the same, and we can depend on him. He is faithful and gracious all the time. Lamentations 3:22b and 23 says, his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And this next song that we are going to sing is called God Knows. When it seems like no one understands my burdens, God knows. And so along with God's not changing is God's omniscience. He knows everything, and we can trust him.
When you feel like no one understands your burdens, and that you must face each trial on your own, when the choices you must make seem to surround you, you can know that you will never be alone. There's a friend that will be closer than a brother. He is faithful in each promise that he gives. On this solid rock I stand, other ground is sinking sand, and I know each day the victory he will give. For God hears each time I humbly call. He sees, he made me after all. So when others doubt and question, there's a truth that I can claim. In everything God knows.
There's a blessed comfort and a sweet assurance when you yield your life into the Lord's control.
For he promises to carry every burden. He is waiting there to lighten every load. Why not give your everything to Christ the Savior? For he fashioned you as he would have you be. He's creator over all. When he hears each time you call, it's in Jesus we can know this wondrous peace. For God hears each time. Each time I humbly call, God sees, he made me after all. So when others doubt and question, there's a truth that I can claim. In everything God knows.
In everything.
Yes, in everything.
Kara, and the last two summers I've worked at Camp Joy, which is in Wisconsin, as a counselor. And this past summer, one of the junior speaker's wife sang this song, So Send I You, and I'd heard it like once or twice before, but it was really encouragement to me of just remembering, like, when I gave my life to Christ, this is the reason why, is so that I can go out and share God's word with other people and so I can spread the gospel. And it's just a really big encouragement to me of why I am a Christian and why I'm on earth and what my purpose is.
To toil for me alone. name's Ethan. We are going to sing a song for you called Take Me, Lord. This is really my prayer every day. I try to start my day saying, Take Me, Lord. I surrendered my life to live for God when I was about 11 years old at the wilds of New England in New Hampshire. And this is very personal to me because I work in a secular environment and I work somewhere where there's a lot of unsaved people around me. And some of the words even of this song, it says, Let me live so close to you, others too may see Jesus' love so brightly shining in a child like me. I don't know about you guys, it's a dark world out there. Every day it seems more sinful and sinful to people around us. So my prayer, and I hope your prayer is, every day is us be a shining light in the darkness that we see around us and for the Lord to take us and use us any way he can.
Take me, Lord, use me now, draw me close, O Lord. Give me godly understanding of your holy word. Let me live so close to you, others too may see. Jesus' love so brightly shining in a child like me. Use me, Lord Jesus, now for your glory. May all I say and do glorify your name. When my heart suffers pain, Jesus lingers near. He will give me peace within and whisper, I am here. When I falter on my way, he will take my hand. Then so gently he forgives me, he will understand. Use me, Lord Jesus, now for your glory. May all I say and do glorify your name. Take my life day by day, yield it more to you. Take my hands to labor gently, bringing others to. Take my lips to sing your praise, worship only you. Showing love to those who need the love of Jesus too. Use me, Lord Jesus, now for your glory. May all I say and do glorify your name. Use me, Lord Jesus, now for your glory. May all I say and do glorify your name.
I'm going to try to do a solo with the hand chimes, so you have to be patient with me. Some of you have seen hand chimes before. Some of you have seen hand bells. Especially children love to play the hand chimes. The hand chimes are not as expensive as hand bells. They're easier to play. You don't have to wear gloves. You don't have to worry about getting them tarnished. If you drop them, they don't get dented as easily. So after the service, before we pack everything up, if you want to come up and try one, it's just like hitting a tuning hammer. The chime has a different size, so it's got a different sounds that it makes. This is a C, but this is also a C, but they're two octaves apart. So it's just a hammer that hits the chime and makes a sound. And I was thinking as we were talking about what we're going to be doing tonight, I was thinking hand chimes are much like we as Christians. Sometimes we can, as a group, work together to produce beautiful music. As a church, you should be able to function together in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. You should be able to listen to one another. When we're practicing, we're listening to each other, we're counting, we're trying to keep in step with everyone else, and there has to be a standard. We're counting in our heads together. One, two, three. One, or one, and two, and three. And we may not be moving our lips. Maybe we are moving our lips. But we're supposed to be counting without moving our lips. But there's a standard. God's word is our standard. We should allow God's word to be the standard of your church. Because God's word is profitable for instruction in righteousness. God's word is going to tell us how he wants us to live. So just as we work together as a group with a standard, as a church, you should be able to work together as a group. We don't always want to go the same speed. In fact, there's a couple spots in the piece that we played that we need to slow down because we're trying to get everybody's bells played or chimes played. So it's not always, everybody's not always on the same page, but we still have to surrender to the same standard and stay together. If we're going to change, we all change together. If we're going to slow down, we all slow down together. So hand chimes are a wonderful way to play a hymn that's a familiar hymn. We sang Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. And I trust that the words of the song, I probably should have told you to look there in the hymnal so you could follow along with the words. But it's a way for us to produce music that's honoring to the Lord, working as a group. If you ever have a hand chime choir, it's a great time to work together and learning to listen, stay together. But it's a greater lesson for a church to understand that we have a standard, we can work together. Now, I'm going to play a song for the kids. It's not always easy playing it by yourself because you're having to do all the bells. It's like on the piano, when you play the piano, you've got all the fingers, your fingers are doing all the work, and you can do different notes at the same time. Well, I can have one chime in the hand. Now, hand bells, I played in college, and there were times where I had two bells or three bells in one hand, and you'd learn how to play them that way. But chimes, I've still not figured out a way to do it with two in one hand, so there's just one note at a time. So if I have a sour note, just forgive me.
I'm the youngest of our family, and this past spring I graduated from Ambassador Baptist College. I did a one-year Bible certificate, and while I was at college, I went in just with the mindset of getting the year done and just crossing off my list and moving on with my next thing, just to get back home and get to work and save money. And through that time, God really taught me to submit to him and to give my will to him, which was very hard for me. And this song, I Give You My Heart, is a very good song for me because it reminds me that
I need to submit myself to him and what I want, and it's all for him and not for me.
As I've listened to their testimonies and the things that they've said, we have the same understanding. Well, we're trying to learn some of the same things, that God is in control. We want to submit our wills to His. We want to accomplish what He wants to accomplish. We want to be obedient to His word. We want to do what God wants us to do, and sometimes we think we've got it figured out, but then sometimes God changes things. As my wife said, she doesn't like change, and she really doesn't like change. But God's in control, and sometimes God wants to use the things in our life, whether they're easy things or hard things. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God. But then verse 29 goes on and talks about how God uses all the things that He works together for our good in the process of conforming us to the image of Christ. So our responsibility is to be moldable, to be pliable, to allow Him to have control of our life. This last song that I'm going to be singing is, in all things, God works for our good.
And this we know in the journey of life, whether green rolling hills or the deserts bare and dry, in all things God works for our good. For we who love the Lord. In the lush verdant valleys where we walk sure and strong, or the rugged terrain unsafe and long, God has promised His help. Fear not, I will guide you. Take my hand, for my promises are true. And this we know in the journey of life, whether green rolling hills or the deserts bare and dry, in all things God works for our good. For we who love the Lord, In the seasons of life, times of joy or despair, victory or defeat, I know the plans I have for you, says your God, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Believe in me, trust in me, for I am your God. And this we know in the journey of life, whether green rolling hills or the deserts bare and dry, in all things God works for our good. God works for our good, for we who love the Lord.
With me and turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Just a couple of minutes, things to go over with you. When Pastor Boyer asked us about coming, I thought, oh, no big deal. We'll just put together songs that we've done through the last couple of years probably. And as I was putting the program together, I was pulling out the different songs that we have done different times. And there seemed to be a theme. We sang Amazing Grace. song about the amazing grace of God, the fact that God would save a sinner like me, that God would extend his grace to all mankind so that all men can be saved. All men are sinners, and God loved us enough to send his only son to die on the cross. He bought us with the blood of Christ, and it is truly amazing. Christine and I sang the duet, God Knows. Regardless of what we have in our life, God knows, and God's got a plan. Kara sang, So Send I You. As the Father has saved me, as the Lord has given me abilities, as God has given me breath to breathe and my heart is pumping blood, God's got a plan for my life, and we're supposed to serve him. And so she sang, So Send I You. We played it on the hand chimes, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. As we go through our life, there are times when it's much easier to walk with God. Sometimes when things are rough, things are hard, we need to stay near the cross. We need to keep our relationship with God close as we need his leadership in our life. Ethan and I sang, Take Me, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. I'm giving myself to you. I want to live for you. Take me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. God loved me enough to send his son, and God loves me and wants me to serve him, wants me to live for him. Am I willing to do that? Shelley sang, I give you my heart. Are we willing to give our heart to him? Our desires, our plans, our will, our idea of how things ought to be. Are we willing to give that to God? I sang a song based on Romans 8:28, in all things God works for our good. So it doesn't matter if it's hard times or good times. All things work together for good. Psalm 119:68 says, Thou art good and thou doest good. Teach me thy statutes. From that passage, I understand that only God does good. And God only does good. I'm the one that compartmentalizes something as bad or something as good. Everything that God does, everything that God touches is good. God has a plan for my life, and that plan is good. Am I willing to surrender my will to his and say, Lord, you know what's best. Not my will, but thy will be done. All that I am, all I can be, am I willing to give that to God? In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, we read the verse, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence. Now, as I was thinking about that, meditating on that verse, I was also reminded of Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So, am I supposed to keep my heart with all diligence, or am I supposed to present my body a living sacrifice? Isn't that a contradiction? It seems to be that way, but if you look at the passage, you look at what it actually is talking about, the word keep there in Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The word keep there means to guard or maintain. All right, so I'm supposed to guard my heart. Now, when you think of all of the influence of the world around us, our world bombards us with the philosophy of the world, whether it's television, radio, internet, social media, billboards, whatever it may be, our world around us is trying to bombard us and tell us how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to dress, what's acceptable to say, what's not acceptable to say. It tries to tell us from the world's perspective how we're supposed to live. When Proverbs, the writer there, is telling us, keep your heart with all diligence, guard your heart, protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what I say is coming from my heart. So if I say something that is mean or something that is unkind, that's coming from my heart. So I'm supposed to, according to this verse, guard my heart. Now, we've been singing songs about giving my heart, I give you my heart, all that I am, all of these songs that, you know, take me, Lord. We're supposed to give it all to God and trust him. When you look at the two verses, there's three things I want you to see. First of all, is the decision. God's not going to force us to give him our heart. God's not going to force us to live for him. Now, he may bring events into our life that drive us to himself, but he's not going to force us. He's giving us the choice. That's why he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, present your bodies. Give it to God. Give it back to God. It's an offering that we give back to him. He bought us with his blood. If you're a Christian this evening, if you have accepted God's gift of salvation, the Bible says that you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. And so we're supposed to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God's. So we make the decision. You make the decision whether you're going to serve God or not, whether you're going to live for God or live for yourself. A friend of mine made a quote, there's two choices on the shelf, pleasing God and pleasing self. I can make the choice to give God my heart, allow him to help me guard my heart, to protect my heart. When you think of guarding and protecting, you think of surrounding it, protecting it, do whatever's necessary to keep the evil from getting into it. What do we surround our heart with? What do we allow into our life? And are those things going to help me guard my heart? So it's a decision that we have to make. Secondly, there's a diligence that's involved. Keep your heart with all diligence. The word diligence means to be a guard. I can remember in college on choir tour, we stopped in Washington. We sang somewhere in Washington, and we went to Arlington Cemetery, and we got to go to the tomb of the unknown soldier. And we watched as they, I don't know if you've ever been there to see that. It's really fascinating. The timing that's involved and the commitment that those young men make to guard that tomb. And they walk back and forth. Doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter the time of day. They have a so many hour shift that they have to maintain their composure. They walk back and forth. They are protecting and guarding that tomb. How diligent are we in guarding our heart? What are the things that we allow to come into our life, come into our ears, come into our eyes, come into our mouth, things that we allow into our life, what are the things that we allow? Are we diligent? Because 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. God wants to protect you. Satan wants to destroy you. So are we diligent in keeping our heart, protecting our heart as we present our bodies living sacrifice? Shelley didn't mention, but she's getting married in July. And she's engaged, and when we come to the wedding, and I walk her down the aisle, and someone says, who gives this woman to be married to this man? That's where I speak up. And I will say, I'm not one to say just her mother and I have a few things to say to this young man. And I do. I've done it with our older four daughters, and I will do it with our younger two daughters as well. When I give them away, they need to understand, that young man needs to understand, I've tried to do my best to protect her, to preserve her for him, so that I can present her to him as a godly young woman. I have not allowed things in her life because I want to protect her. I've done things to try to prevent things to happen to her because I love her and I want to protect her. That's my job as a dad. And I love that part of my job. I try to be diligent. And if I see something that's happening or a potential problem, I'm going to speak up. And she may not like it. And sometimes I think it's annoying because I'll start to say something. She says, I know, Dad. I'm not supposed to do this. I just want to make sure because that's my job. I want to protect her. How careful am I with my own heart? With the things that I allow in my mind, the things that I look at, the things that I listen to, there needs to be a diligence. There needs to be the decision, okay, Lord, here's my life. I want you to take me. I want you to use me. But then there also needs to be a diligence to make sure that I am careful to maintain what God wants me to maintain, to protect his possession because I belong to him and I need to guard my heart. But then there's the dedication. There's the decision, the diligence, and then the dedication. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The decisions that I make, the choices that I make, the places that I go, the things that I want to do for God, I need to be diligent. I need to be dedicated. In Romans chapter 12, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what kind of sacrifice? Living sacrifice. That word living in the original language means lifetime or lively. It's not a one-time event. It is a constant every day because I belong to Him. I need to live for Him. And I'm constantly surrendering my will to His. It is that there's got to be a dedication that I'm going to, this is not my life. I've been bought with a price. Therefore, I need to glorify God in my body and my spirit, which are God's. So when we sing the songs, All That I Am, I Give You My Heart, God Knows, So Send I You, Take Me, Lord. These are songs of dedication, giving myself back to God. And you know what? When you think about a sacrifice, when I think of a sacrifice, I think of the story in 1 Kings where Elijah builds the altar and he takes the animal and he kills the animal and places it on the altar. That's what I picture in my mind, a sacrifice, with the sacrifice on the altar. But that sacrifice is dead. It's not going to fight. It's not going to wrestle. It's going to lay there because it's dead. Paul tells us to present ourselves a living sacrifice. The problem with a living sacrifice is when the fire gets hot, we tend to want to climb down off the altar, right? Or at least I do. I need to be constantly, every day, presenting myself back to Him, because as long as I'm breathing air, my heart's pumping blood, God's got a plan for my life. It may not be necessarily exactly the plan that I want, but I go back to the fact that in all things, God works for our good to them that love the Lord. All things work together for good. Thou art good, thou doest good. Teach me thy statutes. God only does good in our life. So I can trust Him. As I guard my heart, as I protect my heart, as I present myself to Him, He wants to take and use me to glorify Him, to bring honor to His name. So I ask you, I ask myself, am I willing to do that? Am I keeping my heart? Am I keeping it for myself? Or am I protecting it because I want to live for God? Because I want to present my body a living sacrifice. That verse goes on to say, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. Holy and acceptable. Holy, free from sin. Acceptable, not necessarily what I think, what I want, but what God, what does God want? Does God want part of me? No. God wants all of me. That's the only acceptable sacrifice, is all of me. I can look in His Word and tell what He wants for me, how He wants me to live, what He wants me to do and what He doesn't want me to do. He gives me His Word, which is a wonderful source of information if we'll read it. 2 Timothy says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He wants to give us instruction, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God wants to work through us. God wants to use us to accomplish His purpose. Are we willing to say, okay, Lord, I may be a plumber. I may be a housewife. I may be a doctor. I may be a mechanic. Whatever it is, I'm giving myself to You. I want to live for You. I want to serve You. I want to say, here's my life. Take me, Lord. So we have the decision, we have the diligence, and we have the dedication. Are we dedicated? Are we willing to give ourselves to Him? That's what He asks. And it's only reasonable because we've been bought with a price. It's His desire to use us. Are we willing to let Him use us? Let's pray. Father, I thank You for the fact that You have not only saved us, but You desire to use us, and You give us opportunities to take talents and abilities that You may have entrusted to us, and we're given the opportunity to invest those for You. Father, I ask that You'd help us to be willing to say, I surrender all. And not just sing words, not just say words, not just say, okay, Lord, here's my life. Lord, help us be willing to say that and then live that. Help us to be willing to not only say, I give You my life, but then let's help us to back it up by being obedient to Your Word, to demonstrate our obedience by reading Your Word and following Your instructions, being doers of the Word and not hearers only, seeking first the kingdom of God and Your righteousness, setting our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Lord, help us to seek your will. Help us to say, as Christ did, not my will, but thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.